Hi there.
Give me one moment.
Thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Mary, of course, wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then also to apply that reduced rate, being that it is a well-established company. Happy Thursday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Going pretty well so far.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call, and that's the power of this listing, because we'll make sure that your business and a website pop up anytime someone in your service area is doing a search for, like, landscape insulation, sod insulation, or, you know, resloping or grading or any of the services you want to be found for. We'll make sure that your mm-hmm. business is one of those options. Of course, that means people will see you, they'll pick up the phone, they'll call you directly. Obviously, you know that you will not be the only company, Wendy, that pops up
sure.
on that first page when someone's doing that type of search. And, of course, that means that not everyone who sees you there will decide to call you. But that's actually
sure.
a good thing. You're not getting a bunch of random phone calls from people just looking for estimates. You'll get calls from someone who will have looked at that website first, kind of made that conscious and informed decision to reach out to you. Before they even start dialing your number, they're hoping you're available to do the job because they do want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion
sure.
rate with the calls that you get. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. It is offered on a month-to-month basis. We're not locking you into a contract. Our job is just to get your phone ringing quickly, keep it ringing often,
mm-hmm.
and earn your business 1 month at a time. It's not just for Google. I mean, Google, Bing, Facebook, Yelp, Apple Maps. In fact, there's going to be a social media campaign, so Facebook ads as well. We can target anywhere in your service area, big cities and small, specific mm-hmm. zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And like I
mm-hmm.
said, it's a flat rate. You're looking at a reduced rate because you're an established company and it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. As
mm-hmm.
long as you keep the service, the reduced pricing applies, and it's pretty significant. We do prefer to work with companies that have at least 10 years of experience. You've got almost 20, so you certainly qualify for that. You'll save 50%
mm-hmm.
off the normal cost of the service. You'll save $300 every month, and it would bring the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299, and that $299 is the exact amount. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's that same flat rate. Now, what I'm hoping my supervisor will allow me to do, and I've already sent a message over to him, is that he'll allow me to include the website at no additional cost. Because our job, of course, is not just to list you where people can see you, but to give them the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So, of course,
sure.
that website will allow us to talk about your company, talk about your experience, talk about, you know, your services and service area, put before and after photos on there and things like that. Now, being that it is a month-to-month service with the calls coming directly to you, if I could, in fact, get that website included at no additional cost, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you and get your phone ringing a little more?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I would be interested for sure. One question, though, like we've had a – I guess it's basically just like a free Google business listing.
Right.
And when we were based in Woodstock, Georgia for
okay.
about 17 years.
Got
and
it.
Then when we moved, there was something weird that went on with it where we lost like 20 reviews, and then I
yeah.
emailed Google, you know, blah, 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 and they were able to recover some of the reviews. So
right.
now instead of having like 30, we now have probably 10 or 15 because
yeah,
we lost some. So I guess my question is, will all of that stay? I mean, being that we,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that makes sense, but I just don't want to lose what we do have.
No, of course. It does make a lot of sense. I mean, both what happened and what your question is about right now, I mean, it is just kind of to be expected that if you change locations and you have to get re-PIN verified and things like that, and we've had to ask Google, why does it happen? And there's not really any clear reason that you lose your reviews, but then you do have to go through a process of getting those reviews back. But we've seen that happen too, and we've been dealing with Google on a regular basis many times a day for almost, you know, well, over 19 years. We've been around since 2004, so for almost 20 years we've been dealing with this type of thing. So what you experience is pretty common. But to your question of will you lose anything moving forward, the answer is absolutely not. We're going to use the existing listing that you have, just make it easier for people to find. Right now, it kind of functions like a digital business card. You have to tell someone the name of your company, or they have to have used you in the past or gotten recommended to you by someone who's used your services. If someone is looking for your company directly and by name, then they will, of course, see that information. But our job would be to make it easy for people who don't know the name of your company, don't even know who to call. They just need someone who can do one of the services that you provide. And when they type that in, we'll make sure that your company pops up. So that verified listing with 16 five-star reviews, with the 16 five-star reviews on it, that's what people are going to see. And we'll attach a website to it, too. I mean, that's one thing right now that you're lacking, even for someone who does know the name of your company or gets recommended by someone else. Most people want to see a website. I mean, there are some photos on your Google listing, but people want to look at a website. They want to see more than just photos if they can. They want to learn about your different services and even about your company. Sometimes even if someone's getting recommended to you, they may not decide at this point to pick up the phone to call you. But that's going to change when you've got that website that really showcases your work and talks about your experience. Obviously, if someone wants to work with someone who knows what they're doing, they're going to look for someone like you, someone who's got a lot of experience and, you know, almost a decade and a half of experience. So, I mean, obviously, with 16 five-star reviews, people will use your services and I'm sure write more five-star reviews. So, of course, we're just going to use what you've got and connect it to what's going to get you more business. In fact, one of the things that I just saw was a Yelp listing. It's connected to the same phone number and obviously the same business information. If that's something that you would want linked to your website, we could have that linked to your website, even the Yelp logo or icon clickable on your website. So anything you've got working for you right now will continue to work for you. It's just going to reach more people. Obviously, not everyone uses Yelp, but pretty much everyone uses Google.
Yeah, right now we do advertise through Yelp. Like for many, many, many years, we just also had a free Yelp listing that we claimed, I uploaded pictures and that kind of thing. And we do have a ton of reviews on
56.
There.
4.7. So something.
But I do pay them a monthly fee, and I think basically theirs is kind of lead. But I found out last year that with that service, we pay them over $1,000 a month, and basically when they send a lead to you, I didn't know this at first, but it basically kind of just goes to a lot of different companies, and then I would reach back out, you know, to one of these messages, and the person would be like, well, I wasn't even contacting you or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, like it's kind of confusing. And I mean, I could definitely downsize what we pay them. I mean, you can set like a budget of $900, whatever.
Yeah,
but
of course.
I wasn't extremely pleased with the amount of money that we spent last year in reference the amount of work.
Exactly. So. And that's exactly it. I mean, the return on investment is always the most important part of any ROI equation. I mean, if you're spending a dollar or spending $1 million, I mean, if you're making that money back many times over, then it's worth doing. So, I mean, with $1,000 a month for Yelp, I mean, I wouldn't even be asking you to dig deep into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. Like you said, you could scale back on what you're spending on these leads. And when these leads are shared leads, when you're getting the same lead that your competitors get, when you call someone who might not answer the phone, or they answer and they're angry because they've already scheduled it with somebody else and you're paying good money for that, I mean, this is going to be not you chasing down a customer or in a bidding war with your competitors. Like I said, this is putting your company and a website where people can find you and choose you over your competitors and call you directly. So I think you're going to love this service. In fact, once we get your phone ringing, I think you're not just going to scale back, you know, $300 off of the Yelp and pay instead of $1,600 or $1,700. You might find you can stop using that service altogether, right? I mean, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are listed on that first page. And especially for an established company like yours with good reviews, I mean, if you're on that first page, people will call you. I mean, right now, there are people in your area looking for someone who does what you do, someone who is, you know, experienced and does quality work, but they're not finding you because although you've got that Google listing, they'd have to go page after page to happen upon it, right? And at this point, I mean, nobody really has the time or inclination most of the time to even go past the first page when you can find someone on that first page who does what you're looking for and looks like a good option. So we just have to make you one of those good options for people to see, and certainly your phone will ring. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or even from your website. Now, keep in mind, Wendy, most of the time, you'll just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Your potential customers will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. Now, the website will also have a contact form, so people can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they would hope you can come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either, and anything they type into that form will repopulate right on your tracking and reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have any other questions?
Not really. I mean, that was the main, you know, my main concern was not losing, obviously, what we have.
Course,
I mean, because, you know, social media is so much more important now than it was way back in 2005.
You're absolutely right. You're 100% correct. And we'll also include that social media campaign and paid Facebook ads are part of that. The $299 includes $100 worth of Facebook ads, and Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So with a $100 budget, you're looking at about 400 clicks from people who are on their Facebook page in your service area. Now, of course, unlike Google or Bing, where someone is actively on their smartphone or computer typing something in, looking for someone to hire on Facebook, I think people are just looking for something interesting. But when they've got in the back of their mind, you know, that they need to have this done or that done, and then they say, oh, wow, look, this person does landscape installation, and they click on it, and they say, oh, wow, this person's got experience, and look at those photos. I mean, for someone in your area who needs your services, whether they're looking directly for that or finding it on their own when they're just happening on the Facebook page, I mean, that does ensure that you get that steady stream of phone calls. And like I said, it's going to be a high-quality call. I mean, they're only going to call you because they saw something that they liked on the website. And, you know, the best part about it is, of course, with your services, you know, it's not like you're a hair salon or a donkey walker. You don't need like 15 jobs to break even. I mean, realistically, even one job that you wouldn't get otherwise would offset the cost of that $299. And if you're able to budget for it by simply scaling back on what you're spending, and I don't want to say overspending, but it seems like from what you said, you're not getting the quality leads. You're not getting really the return on your investment. As you mentioned, you're a little upset with what you had spent last year in advertising, and a lot of that going towards Yelp and not seeing you know, the jobs coming in. So this is going to help you save some money. It's also going to help you get those jobs coming in because, you know, everyone uses Google. Google it, right? It's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. The world's largest electronic word of mouth mouth system on the face of the planet. And of course, everyone who uses you, everyone who finds your company on the first page becomes someone who can use your services down the road or recommend you to your friend, to their friends. So, I mean, obviously it's going to help you to get your phone ringing and keep it ringing. An entire new word of mouth stream by someone who found you by doing a keyword search for your services and then becoming a happy, satisfied client and even writing, you know, a stellar 5-star review, which will keep that ball rolling, so to speak. You know, most people want to work with someone who does quality work. And when other people in the area are saying good things about you, as they are, you know, when someone can see that, it really would be a no-brainer for them to pick up the phone and call you. So I think you're really going to love it. I mean, what I'd like to do here, and I mean, keep in mind, we have nothing at all to do with Yelp or with their business model of, you know, charging you for a lead that they sell to somebody else. And I certainly can't get that money back, but I can make it affordable for you to try our service on a month-to-month basis and, of course, do right by your company, get your phone ringing. There's normally a setup fee. The setup fee is not for the website construction, but it really is for all of the content that we have to create, all of the destinations and directories that we have to create to make sure that you do pop up where people will find you on that first page. But I want to waive that setup fee altogether. And I did actually several minutes ago get and look at the response from my supervisor, and he is allowing me to include the website at no additional cost, which of course would mean that we would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you. You've got so many photos, not just on your Google listing, but on the Yelp page too. So if you wanted, we could just pull photos off of there. But of course, the updating of the website would be included as well. So if we send you a job and you want to showcase those photos, you can always do that. In fact, a lot of our clients like the fact that through their tracking system, through what we call the client dashboard, you can actually upload photos on your own. You can even make changes to your website on your own. Of course, some people just want to let us take care of that. And either way, you would have those options, whether we, you know, do that for you, or if you wanted to add content to your website on your own, there's never any additional cost to update any of the information that we create for you. Like I said, we're trying to make it not just affordable, but straightforward pricing too, you know, so there's no, for that, there's no surcharges or taxes or fees or anything like that. So it would actually just bill once a month for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more.
Okay. And if I wasn't pleased for any reason, it's just a month-to-month type of thing, and I would be able to contact you. And
absolutely.
I mean, I'm hoping that it would be, you know, good, but I'm just saying, you know.
So it is month-to-month, and as long as you love the service, the pricing stays the same. But it is at will, no contract, which, of course, would mean that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. In fact, you can pause it. I mean, let's say you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
If necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally. Of course, you know, it is month-to-month for a good reason, though. Nobody cancels on profit, and as long as your phone is ringing, you're going to want to keep the service active.
Sure. And as far as, like, any type of videos, can you do any kind of uploading of videos on the website or anything?
Absolutely, yeah. Photos and videos. You can send us those photos or those videos, anything that you already have or anything that you create moving forward. We can add that to your website. No problem, no cost.
Okay. And what would I need to do as far as, you know, I mean, would you send me an email with, like, all this information or for me to set it up?
So there's a couple of things. I mean, of course, we are going to contact you by phone and by email periodically. You'll have the opportunity to email us photos. And like I said, once your tracking system is active, you can upload photos yourself. But one of the very first things that we do, we call it a client interview. We have one of our technicians speak with you. It takes about a half an hour or so. So we talk to you in depth about how you want your website to look and, of course, the services you want to be found for, your service area, anything like a mission statement or motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about the business if you want, you know, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we do get your input. And then, of course, like I said, anything that you want to update or change, we'll make those changes too down the road as necessary.
Okay. Okay. And as far as the sign up process, I mean, I get a lot of calls like,
oh, sure.
You know, I don't know if they're spam or this or that.
Right.
And, you know, everybody in the world has contacted me saying, you know, let's get you on Google, blah, blah, blah.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. It was last week that I switched from saying that I'd been with the company for over 10 years to now almost 11 years, because I realize now that with April 17th being my 11 year anniversary, it's a lot closer to 11 than it is to 10. And I would definitely say that the hardest part of my job is all of these companies just, you know, recently, last year, the year before, and still now, coming out of the woodworks, all claiming to provide first page placement. Most of them are a couple of guys in a basement or like a firm overseas or some startup company that's been around for a year or two. We've actually been around since 2004. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. And I just sent you a link to the pricing page by SMS. So it's a message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. So it's localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you can maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there.
Okay.
At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. So like I said, you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. One of the things I did not mention is reviews. You'll have reviews not just on Google, but you'll have, like, you've got Yelp reviews. People can write more Yelp reviews. You'll have reviews on Bing, Foursquare. Wherever we create content, most of those directories, not all of them, but most of them allow someone to write a review. But in one place, right from your tracking system, you can monitor those reviews. You can request reviews. You can respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we could respond to the reviews for you at no additional cost. Like I said, we've been around since 2004, so for over 19 years, an industry expert. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. I mean, when it is month to month, we definitely have to get your phone ringing and keep it ringing, kind of earn your business 1 month at a time for you to be a satisfied client. But our clients who use the service like the service, and they keep the service because it's profitable. So below that big picture, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box that says Google Partner with a colorful Google G inside it. If you can, just click right on that box. It's not copy and pasted off of the Internet. It's actually our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Wendy, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their map or path algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time so that we make sure that you always have the right content to stay right on that first page. Below that, it says SEO packages. The $299 with no setup fee is actually 50% off the Platinum package, which I think would be ideal for you. Budget friendly and cost effective. So it does save you $300 every month and saves you $299 off of that setup fee. In the first month alone, you're saving $599. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's actually better than that, because next month when your phone's ringing, you love the service, it does not go up to $599. In fact, like I said, it would never be even a penny more than $299. It stays right at that flat rate. Now, there's a couple of other bells and whistles off of some of those other packages, and if you were to tell me that you're regularly and wanting to go 100 miles away, then we might be talking about adding, you know, Google pay-per-click on top of that and things like that. But, you know, review generation tools and, you know, some of the account dashboard access. I mean, obviously, we want you to have, like, a fully functional client dashboard. So as long as it doesn't cost us extra money like Google paid ad or pay-per-click with, then we can include it, too. But that $299 for the Platinum package, I think that's going to be ideal for you. Mary put in the notes that you go maybe a little further than you would want to out of necessity. Obviously, if we get your phone ringing, I mean, you know, you're not like an Uber driver, right? You're not getting paid to drive. If we can get you more jobs closer to home, that would be a good thing. We can easily do 50 or even 100 miles with that Platinum package, no problem. And we don't just draw a big circle around you. We're not going to just have anyone and everyone in that area pick up the phone and call you. We're not going to limit you to exactly a 50-mile radius, for example. But if there are places you want to go that are a little farther away, we can run ads there and get you found there. If there are places even close to home that you know you don't want to go, then we're not going to run those ads there. So you're getting calls from the people that you want to speak with for the jobs that you want to provide. And like I said, no matter how many jobs you do, it's just going to be that flat rate. So it's a lot easier to budget for, you know, and it's, boy, it's a lot more affordable than the $1,000 a month that you're spending with Yelp.
Sure, sure.
So what do you think? I mean, it's month to month, and like I said, the setup fees waive, so the initial investment's just that $299. That's with the website included. So to be honest with you, the reason it's set up on the website the way it is, $599 with the $299 setup fee, that $898 if you add it up, that's about what we spend on our end to create the website, create the content, pay for the Facebook ads and things like that. So at $299 out the door, we're not even breaking even and wouldn't break even until like the month three or four. We have to get your phone ringing,
sure,
keep you satisfied client just for it to make sense for us. But of course, although there are no long-term contracts, we know our clients keep the service. So certainly your success is our success. We're definitely willing to provide the service at a cost lower than it's going to cost us, at least initially, to make happen for you. And from the point moving forward, we're still going to keep optimizing and updating things. And, of course, the Facebook ads are still part of that budget. But, you know, as long as we keep you a satisfied client, and I'm sure that we will, it makes sense for a lot of people. I was mentioning before, almost 11 years that I've been with the company. I've got clients that have been with me almost from the beginning. But as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. So, you know, our experience kind of speaks for itself. Our track record really, I mean, it's something that people like because, I mean, there's no better place than Google. There's so many kind of old-fashioned ways to market your company. Tried and true methods are still tried but not often always true, like billboards, radio, print ads. I mean, most people know that when they need something, they can find it on their smartphone, so they really don't pay attention. Business cards, they can get tucked in my side window. I just put it in my car and throw it away later, right? Because I know that if I need something, I can find it when I want to. So this is And I know you see a value to having a website, right? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. For sure.
So being that it's month to month, you want to give it a shot and have us get your phone ring, get that website created for you?
Yes, I do.
When we get your phone ringing, is this the number that you want us to call as well as your customers? This is the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Is that the 770-591-4745?
Correct, yeah, the one that's listed on the Google listing. So this is not just the number you want on your website, not just the number you want your customers to call, but it's also a good number for us to reach you. Can you receive text messages on this number? Is it a smartphone?
Yes.
It
was our business line, like it was a landline for years, and then I switched it over to my cell phone. So I have two.
Good.
Yeah, my cell phone actually has, you know, a primary and a secondary, but that is the business number.
Perfect. And you can now receive text messages. Yeah, and like I said, the reason I'm asking, you know, most of the time you just get the direct phone calls, but when someone fills out the contact form, you get a text as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it is a business number or business email, I should say, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it. But it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
It would be Lawn Squad, so LawnSquadThe at gmail.com.
Okay. Lawn Squad, and then kind of a little static right at the end there.
THE, the word the or the.
Oh, the.
Uh-huh. It's kind of backwards.
I gotcha.
Originally, whenever, way back in the day when Yellow Pages was a thing, we were listed as Lawn Squad V instead of the Lawn Squad because that was the way they did it. So,
right.
Yeah, so I have an old Bell South email address, but
that's okay.
I prefer to use the Gmail. So it just, you know, it works better. But I do still have the old one, too.
Gotcha. And it's lawnsquadda at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then Mary never did get your last name.
Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Then the first name is Wendy, W-I-N-D-Y.
Mm-hmm. She had that. And then Mitchell,
okay.
M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, two L's, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, Wendy, if you don't have – oh, I had one more question. The Google listing has the 195 Clearwater Trail. Do customers come to you on a regular basis or
– No, they don't. Okay. I just – for at first, I didn't have the actual physical address on there, but
okay.
Then it was kind of like, you know, I was just trying to get, like I said, some of the Google – reviews back, and
right.
I didn't know if I should list the physical address, so,
mm-hmm.
But
okay.
That is the physical address where basically the business and home are, so.
Gotcha.
It's not
gotcha.
That customers come to it.
Right, right, and that's something that, you know, usually Google doesn't mind not listing a website if it's a home address, because obviously you're service-based and you're going out to the customer, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
they really wouldn't want someone to drive out to your door and knock on it
sure.
more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days, but I definitely understand
sure.
why you did that, to try and get some of those reviews back. But we can work with Google's back-end team to hide that address if that's your preference.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, you know, like I said, I was just basically trying to get us to show up on the map.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I completely understand it. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One being scheduling that follow-up call with our client interview technician. The other thing that I'm required
okay.
to do, because we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've of course, reduce the cost of the service, that we have, in fact, waived the setup fee, that we will include the website, et cetera. The voice verification, Wendy, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Wendy, give me just 1 second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Lawn Squad.
Okay, and that is how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Wendy Mitchell, owner.
Okay. And then, Wendy, as the owner of Lawn Squad, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Wendy, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Wendy, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're definitely not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely won't need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Wendy, that's fair enough, right? Okay, perfect.
Yes, and that wouldn't cause any problems with what I told you about the Yelp. I mean, that would be
correct. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, I think the Yelp listing, does it have an address on it at all? Let me check.
I think so.
It does. It does have an address on there. It does. It does have the address on there. But everything is accurate. There's no, like, old addresses or old phone numbers or anything like that. But we will do what's called a NAP. W audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. So we'll make sure that all of that information is always accurate and current. We do it in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, then just, you know, it's a good idea to let us know. Now, with everything being on a month-to-month basis, with the website, in fact, included with my supervisor's agreement here, and then with it being month-to-month and that fixed flat rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 18th of January, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Wendy, that $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we are also going to include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is month-to-month and completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, or pause the service whether you need to due to vacation or more work than you can handle, or certainly you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month of service, Wendy, is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Ms. Mitchell, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Wendy, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. I'm pulling up that client interview calendar right now. And then that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What's going to work best for you?
I could do it on a Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It is the business name, and then my name is underneath that.
And first and last only, or is there any middle initial for you?
Middle initial is L.
L, okay, gotcha. And then you said that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4635-7500.
Okay.
0909.
All right.
8786.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
10/26.
10 of 2026. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
162.
162. So I've got 162, 162 on the back. I've got October or 10 of 2026 for the expiration. Wendy, the card itself was at 46 35 75 00 09 09 87 86.
Correct.
Does that fill out the home address, the 195 Clearwater Trail, 30184?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, as well as the support email. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll actually receive all that information by way of email in about a minute here, and you will receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There'll be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, I did just want to walk you through a couple of things, so let me know when you receive that. And then the only other order of business is to schedule the follow-up call. Looks like we're booked out at 6, but I can still get you in at 5 o'clock, if that would work today.
Is there any way I could do it tomorrow?
Sure. Yeah, sure. So, again, you don't have to be in front of a computer. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half an hour. First available would be 10 o'clock tomorrow. Looks like there's at least one spot available every hour from 10 onward, including that last one at 6 o'clock. Did you want something mid-morning or early afternoon or later in the day?
I could do 10 or 11 would be perfect.
Well, which would you prefer?
I guess do 10 a.m. is fine.
10? Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 10 until, it'll be scheduled from 10 until 11, but it'll get you maybe right at 10 or a couple minutes after 10, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. At 9 o'clock, then, you'll receive a reminder email through the automated system that the call itself is scheduled an hour later. And in a minute or so, I'm going to send you a calendar invite just to your email address. The calendar invite really is just more for your record. You certainly don't need to respond to it, although some people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. And then, oh, I did want to add a little bit of extra security on the account here, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us moving forward telling us that they are with Lawn Squad, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we'll probably still ask you for the answer to the security question. And then, even more important, anyone who calls you and tells you they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
You can do first pet's name.
First pet's name. Okay. And then what is the answer?
Scruffy.
Scruffy. Okay. I have to type it in twice. But you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out? Okay, perfect. So looks like our system has sent a couple of emails. One you can disregard. It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It's just for the automated system. You are already PIN verified, so you don't have to worry about that. But there are some of those things on there that you might want to send our way anyway, so we can put them on the website. Of course, we'll be wanting photos of the, you know, services that you provide, if you want to include your service vehicle and things like that. You did also get the welcome email. That's the one that has the client support information on there. And then the other one that we're actually wanting you to access now is the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you click on that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then that blue click here is hyperlinked. It goes to the local splash terms of experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't want to walk you through everything there, but certainly we do want to make sure that we focus on Google since it's everyone's main focus, but we'll also mirror the content on Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. Most of them are searching on their smartphone, but that's still a lot of people. We want you to get those phone calls too. We are going to build that custom website for you. The Facebook ads are included, et cetera. Like I said, I don't want to walk you through everything, but if you see the line that goes all the way across it, and then there's a below it, it has your phone number and a couple of boxes. We'd want you to click on both of those boxes. One is to say that you authorize us to send you SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. And then the other one says that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So click on both boxes. The longer box below with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you click and type in your name as it appears there, or copy and paste it. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. If you type it in, it does need to be an exact match, so the W, L, and M are all capitalized. There's not a period after the middle initial. Once you've got your name, though, that appears there, click on the confirm signature to the right of that. That's going to do a couple of things. First of all, it's going to let us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we've waived the setup fee, that we've included the website, et cetera. It does also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Wendy, just let me know when you see that next screen.
I see it.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is actually true. We do have to do the client interview first for there to be something to track, but in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password. You can change the password once you log in if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine. I can give you the username. In fact, in the calendar invite that has been sent out to you, the username is included, so it's going to – it's actually just your phone number, the number we're speaking on. Area code's included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so just 707-591-4745. That's going to be the username. But don't try to put that in now. In fact, like I said, there's not a password associated with it, and if you did put something in, it would probably just give you an error message. We do need to do that client interview. That client interview is going to be maybe in 10 or 15 minutes, and maybe not right at the top of the hour. I may not be available. We do have a meeting at that time. Maybe it'll be fast enough that I can still be on that call when they make it, but maybe not. I did, though, want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, get that website out there, and, of course, to earn your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you. Looks like I'm a little bit confused for a second here. I thought we were doing that client interview in 10 minutes, but we are doing it tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, right?
Yes. And that is, that would be like with the same in, it's 10 o'clock in Georgia. I don't, I can't.
10 o'clock in Georgia. Yeah, 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
Yeah, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Okay.
Absolutely. That,
okay.
I sent it out the right way, but I was looking at something else. I've actually got a different client interview schedule. All right.
Okay.
So you're all set and squared away. Like I said, I may be available when we call you at 10 o'clock tomorrow, but, you have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks so much for your time.
You as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.